All right, good evening. This is KD2FBN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater located in the Boonville area. And I apologize, guys, I don't have a script tonight. I'm actually mobile. So I tell you what, before we get this net going, is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. All right, just to keep you guys up to date, the next meeting for your area for the Boonville Amateur Radio Club will be on April the 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center. Everyone is welcome to attend. A amateur radio license is not required to be a member. All right, before we get the ball rolling here, just be advised, anyone can hold the net that is a amateur licensed person, and you can get the preamble on the website at www.boonvillearc.com. All right, now we're going to look for any portables or battery-powered stations. Come now, please. All right, this is KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I am now going to be looking for Echolink stations. Echolink stations, come now. I will now pause for 15 seconds.
N2LTC, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, N2LC, I hope I got your call right there. Unfortunately, I have my glasses on, so it's a little difficult to see, and I'm actually outdoors at a drill for our fire department and a couple other departments tonight. Tom, go ahead, take the floor. It's yours.
Good evening. This is... Good evening. Over.
Okay, Tom, it sounded like it dropped on you there. If you want, yeah, go ahead. KD2FPM, N2LTC, go ahead, take it away.
Tom, this is Tom, November 2, Lima Tango Charlie, N2LTC in Lee Center, New York. I was talking to a couple people tonight, and they said you had a net here on the Echolink repeater here in Boonville, so I thought I'd check in and listen in. Back to you. Over. This is N2LTC.
All right, Tom, yeah, thanks for joining us. I was going to say I hadn't talked to you before myself. We do hold this net every night at 9 p.m., so we always welcome everyone to check in. So glad you're here and glad to have you part of the group. All right, this is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls for regular members and guests. Come now, please.
N2PFM, good evening. N5BOW, good evening, Kevin. WA2U.
Okay, good evening, guys. I'm glad you're on board, and I apologize. Like I say, I'm kind of flying a little, I guess you would say, under the, what do they call that, the hood, when you're testing your skills at flying without any ability to view anything, you're using your controls. So N2PFM, N5AOW, and WA2U. All right, good evening to you guys. I'll tell you what, start at the top of the list, I'm going to get myself all screwed up. George, go ahead. Take the floor first. Go ahead, George.
Oh, good evening, Kevin. Everybody else on the net, thank you. We got a temperature here of 37 degrees after a range today of 34 to 46. Did have sun in and out, and we did have a shower about an hour ago also. And from the looks of it, I don't think I'm going to be using the wood stove for a ways into the future now, for sure. Just the gas heater. I'm getting together all the stuff for my natural cleaning products here. some of which I use already and some I'm going to be trying with homemade dish soap, homemade shower cleaner, homemade toilet cleaner, homemade general purpose cleaner, and last but not least, laundry soap, as I said, and natural bug spray. That stuff's really good. That's made with citronella, lavender, eucalyptus, peppermint, and a half a tablespoon of vinegar. And I'm going to see how that works. I got all the stuff off the internet from notacoolmom.com and or from Elizabeth's Kind Kitchen, the cafe rather. And we'll see how these different things work. I like the way the dish soap and the laundry soap worked, so we're going to see how these other things work. Be quite interesting. Saves a heck of a lot of money, for sure. And you don't have all those harsh, poisonous chemicals and all, so we'll see what happens, how it works. With that, I'll say, God bless, it, 73's all, and 2 PFM clear.
Okay, George, yeah, N2 PFM, KD2 FBM, net control here. Yeah, sorry about that. I got a little tongue twisted there when I was coming in to give you the floor there. So, like I say, I'm flying without any paperwork tonight. So I'm actually, I guess they call it a high wire without a net. So I'm hoping I'm doing okay. All right, next up is N5AOW. Bob, how are you doing? Go ahead. The floor is all yours.
N5AOW, good evening, Kevin and George and John. I'll tell you what, good day today, you know. One thing to say, you know, you're doing it kind of barefoot. That's tough. I've done that a time or two, and I've had a devil of a time doing an exit. My memory is about a 10-second memory span, so you're doing all right. I wouldn't worry about it too much. And as far as the day today, it was another good day. I thought it was going to be a little more sunny than what it was, but you know, it started out, we had a little snow here, then rain, a little bit of sunshine, and cloudy and back and forth, but overall a great day. Went out, I got a couple of projects done, I got myself a little bit more ahead of what I wanted to be, so that works out good. Took the dog for a run and come back and relaxed a bit, took a run in the Boonville, Sherry and I went tonight. Picked up a couple of things, got back here, and we've just been relaxing, so. And we touch base with everyone here, and then call it an evening. Got to catch up with Octane a little bit later on. But anyway, Kevin, back to you. 7-3 to everyone on board, and 5-AOW. Back to net control.
All right, Bob. Yeah, it sounds like you had a pretty exciting day out there, so that's kind of cool. And like I say, I'm actually in the hamlet of Hamden right now. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 fire trucks down here, and we're kind of playing relay with hoses and stuff and playing with our building that we got down here for training, so that's kind of cool. All right, WA2U, John, you are up next. This is KD2FM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Go ahead, John, the floor is yours.
Okay, very good, WA2. Well, good evening to you, Kevin James, and Bob on frequency, and George, and whoever else might be listening. I think I got everyone. I think I was the third one on the list there. And the multitude of listeners. Well, I'm glad you're not on the road. It's a wonderful hobby. It's lots of fun, but trying to do a net and run down the road mobile, and you don't have to get worried about getting pulled over and someone going, what are you doing, and trying to explain that. So there's been a few people that have ran into that, so I'm glad you're... At least you're not on the highways and the byways, Kevin James, so... Maybe get up on... You're into the repeater, of course, fine. But in the olden days, I guess someone had to climb up the hose tower and with a handheld to get some elevation there. Had a good day today, and Kathy did her workout and combination of aerobics and some weights. I did the weight machine and uh, was satisfied with that, and let's see. Weather's kind of strange in and out, the was sun, and then next thing was no sun, and George, you sound like a chemist. And the only thing you left under there was the deodorant. I guess it's the only thing you haven't mentioned. I think you had everything else covered practically, so that's kind of neat. We all get used to stuff that just comes in a bottle or in a store, and we try to buy certain things, and the object is to buy, we'll still effectively do the work for whatever application, but sounds like you got it all set there. And believe it or not, we're going to have some fuel delivered sometime this week. I know the weather's going to get, I think that'll be the last for the year, but I enjoy sitting here with all the wood outside and a whole tank full down in the basement. It's good to be proactive rather than not have enough. So, but I don't know what we got to go to. Syracuse on Friday. Kind of looking forward to that. Kathy's got some appointments down there. We're going to leave bright and early in the morning. Down to the appointments, and on the way back out of what used to be our area, Clay, I'm going to stop and pick up my new EB 2000i Honda generator. So looking forward to that. I've also got the hour meter for it. I'm going to install that, but I should have bought one, a couple generators before. We have a Honda here, but I bought a Coleman, and then I bought another Generac, and so I should have bought the Honda, and I wouldn't have had any problems right from the get-go. But I thought I'd try a different angle. So I'll turn it back over to you, Kevin James, and you're out there in a supervisory position, so turning that control of you, maybe there'll be some other people joining us. All I want to mention also, before I forget, Syracuse Gun Show is this weekend. It's on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the State Fairgrounds, and then also on Sunday from 9 until 3. And if anyone's never been, it's a lot of fun. But if you had planned on going this year, I would plan on getting there real early, because I'm sure the lines are going to be very long. They're usually, you can hardly move through the building. Kathy wanted to know, she said, well, you want to go? And I said, no, I don't need the pushing and the shoving. But it's kind of like Dayton. It's a good thing to go to and once in your life, I guess, but don't need all the pushing and shoving going on. And I can't imagine nowadays it's probably really packed. WATU, back to that.
Okay, John, thanks for the words of encouragement here. Yeah, I'm actually... like I say, I'm down here in Handen and watching these guys as they're practicing on the, it's like a controlled burn that they're doing, and they're practicing working inside the structure for, one, putting the fire out, two, you know, doing some rescue. So kind of neat down here. Multiple departments are on the set that we've got here, and our truck is actually drawing the water, and we're pumping it at everyone else, so that's kind of cool to see. All right, this is KU2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any other check-ins. Come now, please.
KC2WI.
Okay, KC2WI, Pete. As a matter of fact, I was just going to say, I was just thinking about you because I know you've done exactly what I'm doing, kind of do it off the cuff. So I'm here with no safety net tonight, and I'm running the net here, like I say, from hand. And so, all right, Pete, go ahead. The floor is yours.
This is KC2WI. Yeah, I've done it mobile, and you just try to take one or two check-ins at a time, and of course if you had a real net of, you know, traffic net, emergency net, you could not keep track of things that way. But least in semi-informal, informal roundtable, things are not so bad. Well, it's been a long day. Feels like it's been a very long day, although yesterday was longer. Yesterday I started about 6:30, 7 o'clock. I woke up early, and I really wanted to go back to sleep, but I just could tell that I probably would take 45 minutes or half an hour or something to try and, get back to sleep. And maybe I still wouldn't. So I got up, and the theory was, well, okay, if I really, if I really get tired, I'll just take a little nap. I did that, last week. I woke up real early, and around 9 o'clock, I just went back to sleep for half an hour, which you can do if you're working in front of, at home. I still got a lot of work, but I just, at a certain point, I got to just, sit down here or lay down. But today I didn't get up going quite that early. It was 7-something, I don't know. But then I stayed up late last night, too, working on stuff, and so I guess it caught up with me. But that's okay. I did get off track here some today. As far as real, business work. And there's always things that get you off track, even if it's not, just kind of really screwing around stuff. But phone calls, whatever, things that come up that you could put them off, but you may put them off too long. And I'm in that situation now with 3 or 4 things, but in any case, I've got this, we had a real long, I wasn't around last night because we had about an hour and a half, maybe hour and 20 minutes or something like that, on the Lewis County Roundtable, and we got into a big discussion about Windows 10 and what's going to happen in the long term, and what some people say, well, Microsoft is going to start charging you for Windows, they're going to have you pay it to continue to use Windows on a subscription basis or not, and how much spying is going on Windows 10 versus other versions, and the Linux alternative, and boy, we just kept, it was kind of a discussion and a little bit of a bitch session, at least on Randy's part, but it was interesting. So I never did make it over here. By the time that all got done with, everybody was gone. But it is an interesting topic. It's kind of funny that what Randy brought up, I think Randy, but anyway, Microsoft wants everybody to go to Windows 10. They're giving it to you for free because once they got you on Windows 10, they'll start charging to continue using it. And I've seen that. Heard that discussed. And back before, maybe a year ago, like a year ago this time or so, there was lots of articles written. Microsoft says they'll give you Windows 10 for free, but what does that mean? And what about after the 1 year and all that? And then there was a quote, and I don't remember the exact words, but quoting Microsoft saying that Windows 10 will be, I can't remember if they said this about the upgrade or just in general, but Windows 10, I think what they said, it will be free for the life of the device. So, in other words, that's basically the way it is now. If you buy Windows 10, you can't transfer that license to another PC, unless if you bought a full retail version of Windows and installed it on your own computer or something, then it's transferable. But They haven't come out and categorically deny that they're never going to start charging for the use of Windows 10 once you buy it the first time or upgrade from 7 or 8. But my conclusion is I don't think they can do that. They can do anything they want. But if they did that, you're going to have exactly the reaction that everybody was saying last night. So if they do that, I won't use Windows anymore. I'll go to something else, namely Linux. And Microsoft has to know that. And also, they've already published the Windows life cycle fact sheet schedule for Windows 10, which says it's going to be supported until 2025 at the end of extended support, unless they extend that, which they probably won't. And they're saying it's the last Windows ever, which isn't really true. You know, like the point was, well, what happens when they come up with 128-bit processors or some other really new architecture that really requires a change? Well, then it'll be, maybe they won't call it Windows 11. Maybe they'll call it, you know, some other oddball name. They won't call it Windows at all, but I bet they will. You know, Windows, you know, 21 or something. But in real interesting discussion, and so that was pretty long. I'm fighting a Windows Vista system here that a guy brought in with a quirky password user problem, and I thought I had it fixed, but then it was reporting the things wrong in a security center, and finally I went reloaded it from an image that I had saved in 2014, which I presume was correct at that time. It won't update. It will get to a certain point, it won't do Windows updates. I said, well, is there something left in the boot somewhere, in the, you know, whatever? I wiped out the system partition. I wiped out the recovery partition. I reinstalled it from a standard Windows DVD. Everything is good until I put Service Pack 2 in, and it go to a certain point in the update process, and it keeps getting updates. And then the next one says, oh, you have to update the Windows Update Agent. And once you do that, it sits there forever and never gets any more updates. So I'm about, I'm working for maybe somewhere between $5 and $10 an hour at this point to get this thing working, because I can't charge the guy for the 10 hours. You know, I can charge him for an hour or two maybe. But I'm about ready, and I'm stubborn, but I'm about ready to call him up and say, listen, Ed, this is Vista. Vista's going to, you know, kind of winding down on support. And all a guy does is, you know, surf the internet on it and maybe does an email. How about, I'll tell you what, you want to try something? I'll fix this computer so you'll never have a problem with it again with any kind of malware. And I'll throw in Zorin OS 9 in there and say, here, try this. I'm very close to calling them up tomorrow and saying, here's the choices. Either I'm going to give it back to you the way it is, and we'll see if this problem straightens itself out with some future update, or you know, see if you have any problems with it, or I'll you know, redo it with a virus-proof operation, you know, operating system. You might have to take a little bit of getting used to, but not much. And I think we'll see what happens. If the little tweaking I did tonight doesn't fix it, that's where we're going. And then I have some other people that I know are still on XP. I'm going to suggest that to KC2WI.
All right, yeah, Pete, I was just thinking some of the stuff you were just bringing up there, and before I go any further, it's KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Yeah, you were mentioning there about the Windows 10, and I've been getting basically perplexed because I thought I had removed the ad that keeps popping up telling me to go for it and do it, and it's like, I don't want that, and it keeps insisting that I have to do it, and of course, kind of, you mentioned the horror stories that you might get it free and then you might get charged for it. And I'm like, what if I don't want to pay to keep it rolling? Are they going to lock my machine until I, you know, give them the money and they just release it, you know, being held hostage. And I'm thinking, man, maybe I should just bite the bullet, get the machine, and put Linux on and then just start over. But, you know, I do have some stuff on there that unfortunately works in a Windows environment. Not sure if it'll like Linux or not. And, you know, with the Echolink, I'm not sure how friendly that may be in there either. So, you know, there's all these what-ifs and the unknowns. So, yeah, wonderful. So, all right, this is KD2FPM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any other check-ins. Come now, please.
Yeah.
All right, I wasn't able to copy that call. Go ahead again.
N2KPR. Sorry about that, Kevin. I forgot you were on Echolink.
Yes, my apologies. I think you said N2KPR. I'm not 100% sure I got that right. Like I said, it's a little noisy, too, so forgive me. But, yeah, go ahead. I'll let you have the floor. This is KD2FPM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
Okay, first of all, with you, I think the comment you were looking for was you were flying blind tonight. And, Pete, there have been problems with the upgrade, with the updating. I've had quite a few problems with it, but eventually they do work themselves out. The last one was my clock was off an hour. And now they did another upgrade and the update, whatever you want to call it. And now my Google won't open up, Google Chrome, so. But it'll get to it sooner or later, and everything will go back to normal for a while. And, yes, Kevin, just about everything that runs on Windows was run on Linux. And also, I have run Echolink on Linux, so it's good for, Echolink will work on any operating system. And as far as that goes, as far as what's been going on here, well, last night I had, yesterday I had my eighth make some meatloaf. She never made it before, so I sat here in my chair and told her how to make it. Told her what to do. Never even walked over to watch her. I trusted her that much. And she put it in the oven. It got come out of the oven just a few minutes before she left. She pulled out herself. And I had some friends come over for dinner, and one was an elderly lady, lives downstairs, all alone, got one of these 10-second memories, and so I had her come up, little Southern Belle, and we had a great meatloaf dinner. That meatloaf was fantastic. I don't know whatever else that girl put in there, I know she snuck something in on me, that was really good meatloaf, so we had a good time last night. I'm still cleaning up the mess from last night, little by little here. Hopefully by the time she gets here in the morning, it'll be all cleaned up. And today has been quiet until the carpenters came in. And I had to replace a fan in my bathroom. They made a nice mess in there and stepped on the toilet and toilet seat and left footprints all over that. They got all insulation dust all over the floor here, never bothered cleaning it up, so. And the landlady came in and she looked at it and she says, don't worry, they're going to hear about it. So, they'll probably be back tomorrow to finish cleaning up over here. They got a light switch to put in so that the fan will kick on by itself every now and then for the moisture. So it's one of the real new ones, and I guess it's pretty good. And George, you really piqued my interest with the all that homemade stuff. I got to talk to you about that sometime. If you found a recipe for it, I know there's a couple of places like above.com.
that has some great hits on any subject you can think of, including computers. So it's another good place to look for help when you need it. And so I'll pass it back to you and say good evening to everybody. 7388-2KPM.
Okay, my friend, yeah, thanks for that. Yeah, like I say, I'm kind of weighing my options with what I'm going to be doing with my laptop here down the road. So, yeah, I'll let you know when it all happens, and we'll see how far I get. I'm not sure, like I say. I'm just trying to eradicate that Windows 10 pop-up because, unfortunately, when you're reading a script for a weather forecast, and all of a sudden, whoop, there comes a window telling you, oh, it's time to upgrade. And it's like, that's not what I want to read right now. So it makes things a little difficult. All right, it's KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Still looking for any other check-ins, and we'll take any questions or comments. Come now, please.
KC2WI.
All right, KC2WI, Pete, go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, as far as George's natural stuff there, I came across, I've done probably more than once done research on, you know, mosquito, black fly, whatever repellent, what works and what doesn't work. And of course, some people say, well, you just bait meat. I don't know, it works, I guess. I don't have any problems spraying deep woods off on me. I don't mind the smell at all. I like it kind of because it reminds you of being outdoors, so it doesn't bother me too much. But there is a natural product. It's made from flower petal. I can't remember what flower, but you know, and you can look it up, but. It's the brand name is called Bug Band, B-A-N-D. I think that's because the first product that they had was a saturated, you know, like wristband that you put on. But it's a natural thing, and I think it works. I think in some ways it works as good as the chemical stuff and the pure chemical stuff. I think maybe it even works. Nothing really works with gear flies, but I think this works better than your standard, off and that. Some of that old-time Woodsman's fly dope kind of stuff, which I haven't used in years, I think that sort of worked a little for gear flies, too, and they are the toughest. But anyway, I don't know if you could make that yourself. I guess you have to grow the flowers, grind them up or whatever. I can't remember what... interesting if it works. And as far as Windows 10, Microsoft is the Borg. Resistance is futile. You will be assimilated. And so my feeling with Windows 10 is just do it. Just do it. Get it over with. Get something that's going to be supported and updated for the next, as long as you have that computer. Go in there, turn off the app notifications, turn off the things that report your location and your advertising ID and keep track of inking and typing and all that kind of stuff, which a lot of that is in there, which is necessary. You're going to use Cortana because Cortana has to be able to know your contacts and email and this and that if it's going to be the personal assistant type of thing. You turn that off because you're not using it. And there's no guarantee that they won't put any, or they don't already have, and just you don't know about it, any and all of those phone home kind of features in Windows 7 or Windows 8. And even if they don't now, there's no guarantee that the next update won't put them in there. So your alternative is then turn off Windows Update, and then you've got the same problem as Windows XP, which is you're not getting updates to fix any kind of security flaws. So, you know, I'm really to the point of telling everybody, listen, if you got Windows 7, if you got Windows 8, put Windows 10 in there now while you've got it for free. And then if you have the computer 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now, you still have the current operating system. You can use the latest version of, you know, whatever web browser, which like Chrome has stopped supporting Vista, even though Vista is still in extended support for Microsoft. And that's just do it. And with a few little tweaks, you can, I could show you Windows 10 computers that I put, you know, I updated for somebody. If you walked up to it, you would really not know that it wasn't Windows 7 until you started to maybe get into some of the innards. But you put Classic Shell in there, you get your start menu, Windows 7 style start menu, more than like back rather than the Windows 10 style. And all your apps and programs work. So far I've not had anybody that has had anything not work. The only thing was the customer, when he updated, he had four computers. One was Vista. We pulled the sleight of hand by putting Windows 8, you know, getting an inexpensive Windows 8 up. And then when he did the last one that was sharing his printer, it stopped sharing the printer, but he just reshared the printer, and actually he said he had to get on the phone with Canon, who, by the way, he said was their support was really, really helpful, even though it's a 5-year-old printer. So I you know, just do it. KC2WI.
Yeah, okay, Pete, it looks like I got some stuff to think about here. And like you said, you made some valid points about either, you know, shutting updates off, but then you risk losing critical security updates and, you know, whatnot, and setting other settings so it doesn't broadcast the information. So, yeah, I got some stuff to think about myself. So it sounds like every one of us is out here contemplating what we're going to do. So, all right, it's KD2FBN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any further check-ins or questions or comments. Come now, please.
WAQ of comment.
Okay, Net recognizes WA2U. John, go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, I want to say welcome to Tom. I was neglectful, and good to hear N2LTC check in. Yeah, it's kind of interesting, the computers, I think they've always been in beta mode as long as I can seem to remember. And it's interesting how you get an operating system and you buy them, buy a computer, all these programs are bundled with it. You go, wow, it's such a deal. And you buy it, and then all of a sudden you realize that you go to operate, I don't know, let's say it's a program for burning CDs or whatever. I'm not even going to think of any particular one. And wait a minute now. The clock ran out on that. Or Office, whoops, that doesn't work either. And then all of a sudden you got to go out and buy the, maybe you can't. You still buy something and just install, excuse me, that was yours. But I guess it's, I guess you buy the computer and you lease, you rent the privileges. And that's besides if you're unable to fix it. So, you know, computers are very, very fascinating because it's one thing that you could spend a fair amount of money on and never works perfectly for an extended amount of time. It's always in a state of repair or upgrading or head scratching. And it's one of those things where two and two does not always add up to four. So, Kevin Davis, I'll turn it back over to you, and I know we could talk about this for hours, but I think that's the biggest thing is the what comes bundled with a system nowadays. And now you see it, and now you don't. WATU, back to that.
Oh, you had me laughing there, John. Yeah, unfortunately, you are right in there. Because at the TV station that I do some stuff for down here in Oneonta, everything is done on a PC and all the editing and everything whatnot. In fact, the guy that runs the station, forgive me, I'm going to let you in a deep, dark secret here. His auto switcher runs on, I want to say it's Windows 3.1 or something, and it requires DOS or something in the background in order to run all the changes. And when that thing goes haywire, it's like hand-to-hand combat trying to get the thing going again. And just like you said, it, you know, things are in a state of flux all the time with it. And what worked one day and was working well, all you need is one little change and everything where you knew where it was is now gone or someplace else and you don't know how to get it back. And in fact, we used to have Pinnacle 10 as an editor, and then he decided to upgrade to Pinnacle 15, and he couldn't find the key to okay the transfer of the existing system that was there with Pinnacle 10. So once you get to Pinnacle 15, all of my music beds were gone. So I was like, great. All right. With that, I'm going to say this is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any last-minute check-ins, questions, or comments. Come now, please.
Yeah, KC2WI, you just keep in mind, all software is experimental, unless maybe it's, you know, high reliability medical or, you know, space, military, something like that. But anything that you or I are going to use, and even businesses, you know, for the most part, although that might be a little better tested, all software is experimental. Because if they really tested Windows or a new version thoroughly before releasing it, it would cost $1 million. It might be impossible to do because it's such a versatile product that can be configured in virtually infinite ways with infinite combinations of software, hardware, you know, and everything else. That's one of the reasons why the Mac OS seems to be better, because it is not so infinitely configurable. It only runs on a certain limited number of Apple motherboards and a certain limited number of Apple computers. So, better for, you know, all software is experimental. KC2WI.
Yes, Pete, very well, good, well provided point there, and that is right on the money. I understand, so. All right, it's KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any last-minute check-ins, questions, or comments. Come now, please.
This is KB2KOJ for Octan. Can I break in, Kevin, do a call? FBM, KB2KOJ. I don't know if I'm making it, but I'm going to head to the southern tier. KB2KOJ.
Yeah, it's KB2FPM here. Unfortunately, I didn't get a transmit button to acknowledge KB2KOJ. My apologies. All right, I'll tell you what, we'll wrap this up here, guys. Any other last-minute quick check-ins or comments, come now, please. KB2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. WA2U, go ahead, John.
I'm just thinking what Pete said. That's a scary thought, Kevin James, about the anyone that has an SDR has experimented with them. There's some, you know, stuff that's out there, software-defined radio. So you all spend. I don't know what the new ICOM 7300 cost, but one would hope that it worked most of the time. We've had really good luck with a couple of radios we had that you could download the software. The problem is becoming more familiar with the process of turn the power supply off, turn the power supply back on, unplug the power cable, blah, 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 you know, do a couple cartwheels, that kind of thing. Usually it loads pretty, you know, pretty effectively, but Pete's right, because I belong to this beta group that's called Envision, and they have these barcode scanners, and it's constantly, there's constant changes. I'm laughing because they fixed the problem. You identify the problem, you were able to replicate it, and then you download this as a beta group and test it, and then all of a sudden they fixed one, and now you got a whole slew of new ones. So, well, hats off to you, Kevin James. I think it's a helmet. It wouldn't be a hat because you're out there at the fire seat. So, for running the net, and glad you're not on the road. We're much safer what you're doing there. So, WATU, back over to you in 7-3 to all.
Yeah, that's true, John. And I like stuff like that when it tells you what's going on. So, yeah. Somewhere down the road, I'll be able to do some more interesting stuff, so we'll see what happens here. All right, KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any other check-ins or questions or comments. Come now.
KD2WI.
KD2WI, go ahead, Pete. The floor is yours.
Yeah, regarding the software-defined radios, they're not so bad, you know, because you can't, you know, like a 7300, you're not going in there and changing the end user is not doing, changing the software, the firmware. It may be upgradable, you know, with a patch from ICOM, you know, when they find one of those glitches, which is actually maybe in a way better than, you know, in previous radios where there would have a circuit design problem, which was iffy, and you're stuck with it unless you got in there with somebody with a soldering iron and figured out a mod. But I would really like to have one of those 7300s. I like what I'm hearing about it, but I don't have an extra, I think they're $1,300, $1,400 is the actual going price, and I have no excuse to get one. It looks like it's the first completely software-defined amateur radio that does not look like one. It actually has knobs and buttons and traditional controls. It's a touchscreen, but still it has, you don't use a computer with it, which is good. KC2WI.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Pete, like I say, it's going to be a learning curve here with all the stuff that's going on, so one step at a time for me. So, all right, KD2FPM net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any other check-ins, questions, or comments. Come now, please. All right, KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Make a final call out there for any last-minute check-ins or questions or comments. Okay, with nothing else heard, this is KD2FPM. I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at, if I can see my clock, it looks like 22... I can't read my clock here. Let's just say 9:53. I think that's what it says. And we'll return the repeater to regular, normal, amateur use. And I'd like to thank everyone that checked in tonight. Unfortunately, I didn't keep a list, so forgive me for that. Hopefully, I'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, I will say 7-3. And I'll also be clearing the Echolink system for the evening. Thank you very much, guys. We'll catch you later. Good net tonight. 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.